Events for all ages, games, live music, and of course, food. Good luck to everyone participating in this week's Central Iowa Fair from Runner Seed, your local Pioneer Seed representative at 641-751-1377. We'll see you there at the fair.
Good morning. It's 8:34:73. It's going to be a hot one today. News Talk 1230 KFJB. It's time for Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff, I haven't seen her in like forever. And she's bringing back an old friend of the show. Shannon Espenscheid is in the house.
Good morning.
Oh, hold on here. I'm not hearing you. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, you got to push the right button, Kyle.
We're back.
Okay.
Hello.
So?
I have missed you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She says with a smirk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So today on Experience Marshalltown, we're going to be talking about the Central Iowa Fair that's already up and running. It's been going, and it's nice and warm, and it's like we would expect. And I want to welcome in Shannon Espenscheid with the Central Iowa Fair. And so thanks for coming in, and let's talk about the fair.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You
like
bet.
You said, it is warming up out there.
It is warming up. It's going to be a toasty one. But, you know, that's kind of what we expect during the Central Iowa Fair.
Exactly.
I think those kiddos and the parents, they're all used to that, right?
We're all used to being a hot mess.
Yeah, there you go. So we're in, what, day two of the fair?
Right, right. Got started yesterday with just entry day, everyone coming in, bringing their livestock. The day before that was non-entry, static day. So we've been out there busy for a couple of days at least, and now today really gets things kicked off. It is our Senior Citizens Veterans Day. We have a whole lineup of things going on. But to highlight for our veterans this afternoon at 4:30, we will have a free meal for them. They're going to come a little bit ahead of time and watch the racing pigs. And I have to tell you, they were performed twice yesterday, and they were just amazing. It's about an hour show, not just with racing pigs, but the person there does a great job getting the kids and everyone involved. But there again, then the veterans will stay and play bingo and all that fun stuff for them.
So are they bringing them in from the Iowa Veterans Home?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
They're going to bring a bus, but then it's any veterans.
Sure.
You know, we've put information out there on Facebook and through the Legion and things. So we have plenty of food. If you're a veteran, come out. We'd like to honor you and thank you for your service.
I think that's a great way to honor the veterans and, you know, get people out to the fair and thank them.
Yeah.
So that's a great opportunity for. So if you're a veteran and you're listening, please come out to the fair today. That's appreciation lunch from what, 11 to 1?
That's actually the Farm Bureau members lunch. We're doing kind of a dinner.
Oh, you're
and
doing
so,
a dinner.
Yeah,
okay.
That'll be at 4:30.
Okay.
Yep. Followed by bingo. So
there's just so many things going on.
I know, right?
Holy cow, we got whole pages of things going on
at
the fair. So.
Yep.
If you're looking for something to do, just head out to the fair. There's lots of stuff. And then the other thing that's really fun, Shannon, is I think going through the 4-H building.
Right.
And look at the kiddos' projects.
Right.
And some of the things they do is just astounding to me.
Yeah, amazing. You know, and for the kids, it's the culmination of all the hard work they've done all year, whether it was, you know, in the static displays in the exhibit building. It's just full. It looks wonderful this year. We had a lot of adult open class entries. Those are up. So there's amazing things out there with woodworking and painting and photography and clothing and just everything. And then, of course, those kids that bring in those livestock animals that they've been working on.
Yes. And
you
all
know,
the
all
time and talent. All the...
Yeah.
What do they call fitting and brushing
yeah.
and all that, that they fluff them all up and get them looking pretty.
Yeah, all that hard work. So the kids are excited to be there, and the kids are excited to show anyone. You know, if you go up and ask them anything about their project, they are more than willing to share with you.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting. So what other things are going on today that we might be interested in?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of looking through, and I see you got bingo, and I see
right.
you have a youth rodeo.
Yeah, yeah. Really popular. They've had that the last few years. They go up to age 18 and have different activities for the little ones and
the mutton busting.
Yes, that's a popular thing. But mutton busting, hay bale stacking, Just a whole list of things going on there. So you want to come and get pre-registered so they can, you know, break up into the different groups. The pre-registration is from 3 to 5, and then the youth rodeo starts at 6. And also at 6 o'clock tonight, of course, is the Midwest Pullers Truck Pull in the grandstand.
Okay.
So that is the only ticketed event for the day. That's $10 to get into that.
Okay. So lots of good stuff going on. Guys, so you got an ice cream social. It can't be the fair without ice cream.
Right.
Something cold to cool us all down, right?
Yeah. So, if you're out there, come and get a scoop or two of ice cream.
All right. Lots of good stuff going on. So we want to go ahead. Let's move in. So we've kind of talked about Thursday. What do we want to talk about Friday?
So,
and it's Friday the 13th.
I know.
It's going to be a positive
thing. Oh, yeah. Right? It'll be great. Yeah. You know, but Friday, there again, there'll be some livestock shows happening. Ever popular Oreo cookie stacking contest. But we'll have a petting zoo. Blank Park Zoo will be out there. There'll be horse games, all sorts of stuff. But then that evening, we're bringing out a farmer's market. So those vendors that you're used to seeing maybe at the mall or out at downtown at the regular farmer's market will be there from 5 to 7. Then again, the ice cream eating contest, because we have to have lots of ice cream at the fair.
I know.
And it wouldn't be complete without Friday night races in Marshalltown.
Oh, I know. That's a big deal. I know. And then it looks like a family game night.
Right. So they are going to be the big, like, lawn games. So the big Jengas and checkers and that sort of thing. So kind of,
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So that kind of wraps up our first segment of Experience Marshalltown, and we will be right back.
Meet in the Middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
The Central Iowa Fair is July 11th through the 14th. A rodeo featuring the extreme bull riding, pig racing, livestock exhibits, and a free country music concert from America's Got Talent finalist Jason Pritchett.
Visit Marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the middle, meet in Marshalltown.
Consumers Energy, a local member-owned electric cooperative, is a source for power and information. Serving Central Iowa since 1938, Consumers Energy is committed to providing safe, reliable electric service in an affordable manner to its members. The co-op is proud to be a partner in service with Marshalltown and the surrounding communities in Central Iowa. For more information on Consumers Energy, visit their website at consumersenergy.coop. Consumers Energy Cooperative invites you to stir up some fun at the Central Iowa Fair.
Take on your toughest jobs with a tractor you'll be proud to own, a Kubota B-Series tractor. The B-Series is simple to operate, yet amazingly powerful. They can handle anything from light construction and nursery work to small farming projects. Right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates when you buy a Kubota B-Series tractor. Now through August 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
See Central Iowa Farm Store in Marshalltown today.
It's a primal thing, the need to conquer fire and contain it in kettle-shaped vessels, cooking hot dogs and burgers to juicy perfection. You want to be king of the grill. Cool tools and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. So the bakers at Village Hearth Buns bow to you, Grill King, by offering buns worthy of your meats. Whether the perfect pairing is a classic white or wheat bun or light Italian with sesame seeds, it's gotta be Village Hearth. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
.842 Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff hosting, of course.
Good morning. So today we're talking about the Central Iowa Fair and all the amazing things this board has worked really hard. I got Shannon Espenscheid in, and we're talking about the fair and all the great things. And so, you know, at the break we were talking about all the time and energy that the staff and the board have puts into this.
Right.
And so we want to thank them for that and bringing us. Just continue to always bring us a great Central Iowa Fair.
Yeah. You know, we do want to thank the board of directors there at the fairgrounds. You know, it's a nonprofit organization with minimal staff and couldn't do it of course, without the fair board. So they are out there. They're on the grounds. They've all got their little areas that they like to work on. And they do a great job. We couldn't do it without them. And we couldn't do it without all the other extension office people, the people that just have a passion for kids and the fair. And
takes a lot of it really people does. To pull off a four-day event.
I know. All the little details that go into that. So, we just want to
Give a big shout out and say thank you to all of those folks and the work that they're doing. So let's talk a little bit. We've talked a little bit about Friday. Lots of things going on Friday. At the end of the show, we'll tell you where you can get information. There's brochures all around, flyers. You guys have a great website, all the information on there as well. Yeah. But we'll give you some more details here at the end. So let's talk a little bit about Saturday.
Yeah. So Saturday is
kind of a muddy situation.
There is. Yeah. Yeah. And it may be muddier as the weather goes on.
Yeah. But, right.
You know. So Saturday is the last day of the fair. It's family day. New this year, we are bringing a mud volleyball tournament to the fair. And so if you've driven maybe on 12th Avenue or something, you've probably seen some dirt dug up and moving around, that sort of thing. So we put in two mud volleyball courts. So that will, again, start at 9 o'clock. Come at 8 o'clock if you haven't pre-registered already. It is co-ed, so you at least need three of each gender out there. You're guaranteed to play three games, bracket style, you know, elimination at the end, but cash prize at the end. So
for
the
winner. Nice. Yeah.
A little incentive to play.
So if you're just tuning in and you think you might want to bring some friends and put together a team, so just come out at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, come out at 8. You can, of course, get on our website at centraliowafairgrounds.net. There is a form there you can print out and fill out if you want to do that ahead of time.
Okay.
Otherwise, there'll be forms there to fill out and a waiver to sign. You got to wear shoes, so bring tennis shoes at least.
Yeah.
Nice muddy mess.
I know, but how fun. That's fun stuff. And when you're young, you can do that kind of stuff. So what else do we have as we kind of move through the day on Saturday?
Yeah. So, we always have the kitty tractor pull. The Kiwanis are out there doing that for us. And that's a real popular event. That'll happen at 9:30 down in the exhibit building. So you'll want to get here. Registration's at 9:30 and then it'll actually start at 10. So you'll want to be there for that.
So is that part of the qualifying for the state tractor pull that is always hosted here in Marshalltown?
Exactly.
Okay, great.
So come out, do that. And then if you qualify for the state, you don't have to go very far.
Right.
It's right in your own backyard.
Exactly.
So, but all sorts of stuff happening. So that evening we do have bull riding. So, you know, to test your own skills out on riding a bull, we have a mechanical bull that will be there all day for your enjoyment or your bragging rights, if you make it.
If you can hang on.
Yep. So that'll be there all day. We'll have a bunch of regular things. Of course, the pony rides will be there. The National Guard will be there with their rock wall. You know, just a bunch of stuff going on. And then, of course, the bull riding starts at 7 o'clock, the only other ticketed event at the fair. So there's two of those. The truck pull and bull riding. Again, that's $10. But if kids 10 and under get in free to the bull riding, if they come with a paid adult. And then we have the big finale of the fair
that we've partnered. So the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Central Iowa Fair, and Kix, we've all partnered to bring a really up and coming country artist, Jason Pritchett.
Right.
Super excited about Jason and his band coming. Entertain, and it's a free concert.
Free concert on the band shell. Can't pass up free entertainment. Amazing artist, great to work with. He will actually be performing the national anthem before
that's
the bull riding. So
that's exciting.
Yes, and he has ties to bull riding. So I think
That's even better.
Yeah,
so I be think some it's stories
just,
out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be a great evening.
And I wanted to, if you're just listening to, and we're talking about Jason Pritchett, but they also Kix has helped line up a warm-up band for Jason and his group, and it's AC Jones. and she's coming out of Nashville.
Right.
So these are up-and-coming country artists. You might want to come out and get some autographs.
Right.
You know,
right.
Who knows? They might be the
the
next Miranda Lambert
exactly.
or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're really excited. It's been a really fun opportunity to work with you guys. And, you know, the goal is to continue to bring great music to the Central Iowa Fair and create a destination here in Marshalltown.
Exactly. And you know, if we can partner together and provide that for free for the community, we always talk about quality of life. This is something for the whole family that they can come out.
It is. And there's just so many great family things that you've got going on. And I mean, there's just something for everybody, really, if you can come on out. The other thing I see that you have going on that I just wanted to mention on Saturday is don't worry about lunch because you're having a hog roast.
Right. Yep. Sponsored by the pork producers. So, yeah, come out. Not only that, you know, we have quite a few vendors out there. So if you need a shaved ice or a lemonade or a tenderloin or corn dog, all that fair food is out there.
For all
you
foodies.
Yeah.
Get your food picks.
Yeah. We even have, you know, the chocolate dipped whatever on a stick is out there.
Okay.
So Oreos and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so a little spin off of the Iowa State
Fair. It's just a little snippet of that. Yeah.
So there's lots of great things going on. So if you know, you're just tuning in, go, take your family or friends or grab the neighbor or your kiddos and spend some time at the Iowa State Fair. It's a great way to, you know, get up close and personal with these kids, these 4-H kids that have worked really hard, whether it's a project or it's livestock. And it's just kind of fun to go out and see like these pig races.
Right.
And some of these fun things
all
that
these,
you just don't hear about.
Right.
But it's just a really good time.
It is. And, you know, we get calls all the time, too, about what's admission to the fair or parking. It's all free. Like I said, there's only two ticketed events, the bull riding and the truck pulls. Otherwise, everything's free. Come out and enjoy.
And if you need to cool off, you can go into the CVB activity building.
Yes,
and I don't know, I see you've got some things probably scheduled for there.
Yeah, we do have, we have vendor expo in there.
Okay.
So, you know, those craft vendors, home based business vendors are all in there. And then that's where bingo will take place on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 5:30.
Okay. So that's like a good cooling off
It is a good, it's a good place to cool off.
Grab your lemonade or whatever and head to the activity building that's air conditioned.
Yeah. Got great, great spot in there. And then, you know, just the fairgrounds itself has wonderful trees and shade. And if there's any breeze, it doesn't feel too bad.
Yeah. Be good to us, Mother Nature. This weekend. We know it's going to be hot, but give us a breeze,
long as there's a breeze.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
The Central Iowa Fair is July 11th through the 14th, a rodeo featuring the extreme bull riding, pig racing, livestock exhibits, and a free country music concert from America's Got Talent finalist Jason Pritchett.
Visit Marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the middle, meet in Marshalltown.
Stir up some fun at the Central Iowa Fair, going on at the fairgrounds in Marshalltown, July 11th through the 14th. Hi, this is Kyle Martin. Join me broadcasting live this Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. It's Senior Citizens Day at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. And during my live broadcast, stop by to register for a pair of Adventureland tickets and tickets to an upcoming Iowa Cubs home game. It's going to be a fun day at the Central Iowa Fair. Hope to see you there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-981-9332 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-981-9332 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
White or wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for your super-duper, top-secret recipe handcrafted home-grilled burger can seem overwhelming. But relax, the bakers at Village Hearth have made it easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on your package, your grilling cookout's bound to be a huge success. Unless, that is, your unwanted relatives show up, then there's no bun on earth that can save it. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
Welcome back. It's our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Here is Val Ruff.
Thank you, Kyle. Welcome back to Experience Marshalltown. We're talking about the one and only Central Iowa Fair. What's the logo this year? Or the tagline?
Yeah.
Stir up some fun.
Stir up some fun and
Central Iowa Fair. And we've got Shannon Esmondscheid with the Central Iowa Fair, and we're talking about all the great things going on. Definitely family-friendly events. So come on out, bring your kids out, and let the kiddos just kind of run wild and
there you go.
Take advantage of all the things that are going on at the fair. And one of the things, you know, we talked about the board and the volunteers. It takes a lot of folks to make this, to pull this off. But I know the other thing that is really helpful when you're putting together a four-day event are your sponsors.
Sure. You know, and we're so thankful to have many sponsors and support, as well as, you know, from the Convention and Visitors Bureau with the support with the concert, your grant program, which is amazing. You know, we fill out various grants throughout the year, so we have support from those business or those organizations that do that. But then we just have support from businesses that will sponsor maybe, you know, refreshment breaks or lunch for judges, or we do have a banner program where we hang banners of those that sponsor in our pavilion. They're hung there all year, not just during the fair. And there's so many things happening at the fair almost every weekend all year long, so they get that recognition. But we couldn't do it without the sponsors, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know that makes a big difference. And it just kind of, when you talked about the banners and that things are going on at the fair all year long, I think folks, you know, if you're not involved, I think people really don't know that the fair has something almost every weekend. And so, you know, we're kind of tuned into that because we like to know if there's anything we can help provide to the visitors that come to town. But that's an economic impact, you know, that the Central Iowa Fair brings to our community. And so thank you for all of the work and continuing to bring the rabbit show.
All those.
Tyler Woolham and I get to laugh
about that.
The rabbit show. They fluff and puff. They're rabbits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She goes, it's like a big deal.
Oh, yeah. You know, it is. And yeah, unless you're involved in that directly, or you just don't know. And you know, we're fortunate that really we have a really nice fairgrounds, really nice facility. You know, whether it's hosting that rabbit show or the huge, you know, the dog show that happens.
Yeah, the AKC dog show brings in a lot of folks. Well, even just the junior and senior high rodeo.
Right. You know, you're talking statewide events that come in and use the hotels. They eat in the restaurants. They buy ice at the grocery store. So
thank goodness for the Casey's there,
right? Oh, yeah. Right next door.
Yeah.
Very convenient.
Well, and then the races that happen every weekend. So, okay. So thank you for being on today, Shannon.
Thanks so much.
It's been a great opportunity to partner with the fair. Is there anything that you want to share last minute with the listeners?
You know, just go on our website if you want more information, centraliowafairgrounds.net. Or like us on Facebook. We're always putting stuff out there. And so like us on Facebook for the latest information.
Great. Thank you for being on.
Thank you.
I also want to take a minute to plug that Travel Iowa.
Yeah.
If you go on the Travel Iowa website, we're boosting Facebook boosting the Central Iowa Fair. And we're also talking about next Saturday's the Marshalltown Art Festival. But I want to take a quick minute here to give a quick update, some things that are going on that are listed on the community calendar. So Thursday, the municipal band is performing down at the courthouse lawn. Of course, the Central Iowa Fair, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We moved to Friday, and the 9:30, the Live Wires, which is a kids' entertainment, kind of a fun summer camp kind of thing for kids through Park and Rec. Also, Friday at 5:30 is a Live After 5, and I think it's the Dixie Slicks is the name of that group. And then also at 7 p.m. on Friday is live music at the Iowa River Brewery. Of course, the Friday night races. We move to Saturday. The Central Iowa Fair, the Farmers Market, takes place at the Cartwright Pavilion. This Saturday is also the Grimes Farm Run. I know that brings a lot of folks in that come to run on the Grimes Farm land and property. And then we've got yoga in the park down at 13th Street. So if you want to get up early and get your yoga and get your workout done, it's always fun to go out there, take your yoga mat and do some yoga down at 13th Street. Also on Saturday is the Blacksmith Hammer Inn at the Matthew Edel Blacksmith Shop over in Haverhill. Then, of course, Sunday we move. There's a Funky Junk Road Trip, which is Relics Midwest. They have a lot of great junky goodness down there. So get your doors and windows and buckets and all the crazy stuff that they have. And then also that it's the farm and flea market that takes place at Messy Missy's, that she's got some things going on Sunday. So lots of good things. If you want to check that out, go to marshalltown.org and click on the events tab. If you've got an event coming up, please make sure you take a time to, it's a self-posting event calendar, and you can put that on there, and then folks are aware of what we have going on. That will wrap up Experience Marshalltown.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it.